Hey, what is up, everybody, and welcome to the Get Your Bell Rung Football Podcast. He is Kevin Reynolds. I am Bobby Wall, and we are here to talk all things football and hit you with some takes. Might rattle you up a bit. Tonight's show is we're really getting into my favorite part of the NFL season. We just finished up the combine. We're getting close to free agency. We got the draft coming up. Watching lots of film tonight. It's so exciting to talk about the what ifs. So I got some more Chicago Bears talk. What are they going to do with QB number one, Justin Fields? I think we hit on a little bit last time. Also going to talk about free agents, some possible fits. Who are the big names out there? We had a couple franchise tags signed. And then we'll look into the combine just a little bit. But first, Kevin Reynolds, how you doing?
Doing well, buddy. My 2 week bout with COVID is now over.
Yes, which is why we had a hiatus last week.
Yes, temperatures are increasing. Tennis will be starting soon. Actually, the high school tennis season started Friday. So I've been out watching a little bit of that. So a lot of my players are out there. So it's been not too bad. And in a week and a half is my big St. Patrick's Day party. It should be good times. Lots of alcohol, Rubens, gambling.
You got me at Reuben's, man. I love a good Reuben.
You don't like alcohol anymore?
Well, I just don't need to talk about it publicly, but
Hey, I'm an adult. That's just my right as an American to enjoy some jello shots and car bombs on St. Patrick's Day festivities.
You do you, but a good Reuben, man. Tough
Well,
to
we
beat.
do it on assembly line. My buddy Jason Kleponis, he brings all the stuff, including a couple of cast iron skillets, and we do an assembly line, and we make like 50 of them, and people just eat them all day long. They are freaking amazing.
Yes. So hosting, you know, I like to host. That's kind of my thing, making food, all kinds of stuff. I find that doing either an assembly line or something that is like I've done a taco bar before.
Yeah.
We have all kinds of stuff just laid out, not just individual dishes, but like, I don't know how I'm trying to word this here, but just like one thing, but you have lots of different toppings for like if you want to do like a snack, you would do like a trail mix, but you put out 1,000 different things for people to do their own thing and make their own thing and make it their own.
Okay. Yeah, before you bailed on us here in Waynesboro in Maryland and PA, I always enjoy going to your house for anything because you do love to go above and beyond. I go above and beyond for this one, but it's just one day a year. You would host every week if you could, if life didn't get
Correct.
in the way, but that's not for me. But I do like to do it once. So we'll have poker table, we'll have craps table, we'll have roulette, we'll have blackjack. We'll have basketball on all the TVs because it'll be all the conference championships. Might do a fire outside. We're not sure. It depends on the weather. And like I said, lots of food, lots of booze, and lots of good times. Mostly really, actually all good people. Everybody should get along well and have a great day. And we'll wear a lot of
Excellent.
green.
So you actually, that's a perfect segue into my fun question. We've kind of had little questions here to start off our shows lately. I like it. So I thought of another one, and you just said you're going to have a bunch of basketball on the TV. So what are your top three favorite sports to watch that are not football?
In person or
So
on TV?
you choose.
In
You choose.
person, it's pro hockey. There's nothing like it. The
Okay.
arena's dark. It's cold. The ice is so bright. It's so fast paced since everything changes on the fly. Oh, hockey's the best. I love it. I absolutely love it. Baseball, because that was something I always do with my dad. Plus, I love baseball. And I actually love tennis in person. It bores me to tears to watch on TV, just like a lot of sports do.
Sure.
But in person, I love going. I could sit at like the City Open in DC in the summer. I could sit there for 9 days in a row all day long and still would want a 10th day.
I would have gotten two of those three. The hockey one I would have missed. And honestly, man, I still have not seen a live hockey game, and
Really?
I feel like that
Oh,
would
it's
catapult to
amazing.
my number one. Yeah, I know.
It's
I
an
just
experience. It's really
And I got
awesome.
the Hurricanes down here. They're only like 90 minutes away. I really need to be intentional and make that happen. We share one live. I have baseball as my number one, as long as it's live. I mean, honestly, even minor league games are fun. I don't know anyone,
Yeah, they're
but you
great.
know, it's relaxed. You're just hanging out. It's good weather.
Drinking a
So
couple beers,
baseball a
having a
lot.
hot dog and a pretzel.
And then for me is track and field next. And that was didn't come about till I became a tread track and field coach and absolutely fell in love with the sport. I watch it live. I watch it on TV. I really enjoy the track and field. And then men's college basketball for me. Not NBA, but I can get into some men's college basketball. Look, I'll watch anything. I'll watch golf if it's on. I mean, I've sat down and watched bowling before. They even got cornhole championships. Okay. If it's some type of even somewhat athletic endeavor, I'll check it out. But those are my top three. Baseball, as long as it's live, track and field, men's college basketball.
I used to love going to college basketball games when I went to Maryland. I was there back in the Joe Smith days,
Oh,
Keith
nice.
Hughes, all those guys. So
Yeah.
back when they were, ranked in the top five
That's a good
both
time.
those years, and you had to camp out for tickets the night before tickets went on sale. It was so freaking cool. But man, anymore, it's not really a choice. I couldn't name one college basketball player in the entire country. Not
Well,
one.
me neither. But when you turn it on in March Madness, it's fun. Like you said, you'll be
Because
watching
it
it
means
for
so
the
much
yeah.
more. As far as golf, I watch the Masters. That's about the only golf I watch. I just like watching it because it's just so freaking pretty.
They do amazing things. I mean, some of these shots for
Oh,
these
yeah.
golfers,
It's
it's
sick.
wild.
It's pretty
That would
sick.
even,
So, yeah.
the thought of that shot wouldn't even cross my mind. And not only did you think of it, you nailed
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been to a live NASCAR race?
Again, that is another
Another one,
thing
absolutely
I
amazing. The
haven't.
smell, the sound, to actually see what a car going 170 miles an hour in front of you with another car 4 inches behind it and another car 4 inches behind
Oh,
that.
Chris.
It's freaking sick, dude. So there's another one. And you live in the middle of NASCAR land, so
I'm
make it happen.
taking my time while I parallel park so I don't hit the
Yeah.
curb. These guys
It's
are going
sick, dude.
200
It's
miles
so
an hour.
awesome to go to. Yeah, you got to experience these things, dude. Make it happen, Captain.
Right, you're right. It's a little tough now. My newborn, he's
Lots
like
of people have kids. Just wait a
5 weeks
year and
old. Yeah. Oh,
take
that's right.
Maddox with you. Leave the little one with a
Yeah.
babysitter. You wouldn't want them there. Even because that's another thing. You have to take headphones.
Oh,
You have to
yeah.
have something. We always get the ones that have the little radio in it. So, well, now it's different. Back then, just hooked to an FM. Now it's all through Wi-Fi there, but still, you can listen to the call of the race while protecting your ears. And it's still so loud that you can't hear right for the next 2 days.
Right, you're really selling me on that one.
It's sick, dude. When they first turn on their engines, the smell, the wave of that super high octane fuel burn, and it's freaking awesome.
Gosh, this is great to be in America.
Yeah, it is. That's great.
All right. So you're still in the Bears should keep Fields and trade the number one pick, correct?
100%.
And I am 90% in the opposite direction. I Fields has showed me enough that I don't think he's the championship quarterback. But I tell you what,
Did you
if
read
they
Travis, or I'm sorry, did you read George Kittle's little thing he put online?
I didn't.
You did or did not?
Did
Did
not.
not. He wrote on there how annoyed he is with the Bears that you've never really given the guy a chance. Now, he has had some injuries and he hasn't been great, but you've net in these 3 years, you've put no team around him. You were the worst team in the league pretty much when you got him. Finally, last year, they're making a little headway, and it seems like the players on the team have all been very clear. They want him back. You never give him a chance. So, what do? Bail on him and just start over again when you could trade Ravage another team and build this. I mean, having the number, what, two or three pick and the nine pick, and then all these other picks and more number one picks. And you and I both think Caleb Williams is going to most likely be a flop. So I'm surprised that you think it's a good idea.
So, I'm not big on Caleb Williams, but I am big on taking the chance because we've mentioned before it's very rare to get that Super Bowl winning quarterback. So you brought up a good point here, and I want to ask you another question. If they do trade the number one overall pick, would you be more inclined to trade, like you said, down to two or down to three if you can? Obviously, it takes two to tango here.
Yeah.
But if I am Chicago and I'm trading the number one overall pick and I'm keeping Fields, I think I want to drop even further. Because obviously, the farther you drop, the bigger haul you're going to get. So if you think about the RG3 deal back when Washington moved up, they moved up from 6 to 2. That would be like the Giants. The Giants are at 6 now.
They
So,
are.
right. And they got, in addition to the 6th pick, they got a second round pick that same year and two more first round picks the two following years. So that's a type of compensation that I might be willing to keep Fields, because then if the number one pick doesn't work out for that other team, they're going to be in the hole. So those first round picks you're getting are going to be high. I mean, you got to think top 5 picks probably for those 2 years. And I mean, you drop even farther. Tennessee's at 7, Atlanta's at 8. Would you drop down to Denver? Well, Denver has zero draft capital to trade because of the Russell Wilson thing, but would you go down to Las Vegas at 13?
The
Are
only
you willing
way I
to
would do that
drop
is
that far?
if they were
Okay.
offering me something like it's Godfather,
Or
it
first
would be
round
like can't
picks.
refuse. It would have to be so ridiculous
Okay.
because I really want Harrison or Neighbors. If I'm Chicago, if I'm sticking with Fields, and you're not getting either one of those at 13.
I think if I'm Chicago, Tennessee, or Atlanta, 7, 8 would kind of be my sweet spot where I'm not dropping too far, but I'm getting a fall back for
Yeah,
that number
even
one
then
pick.
you're still not getting either one of those receivers at 7 or 8, most
Right.
likely.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And that's what they need, man. You get one of those guys to go along with DJ Moore, Cole Kmet. Wow. You could put some points on the board and then use that number 9 pick for the best edge rusher. And then from there, just build up your offensive line the rest of the draft.
Now, do you think Chicago, all right, what are they going to get for Fields? Because all fingers are pointing towards them trading Fields. They're not
Everything's pointing
getting,
towards a low second round to mid third round, which again, that by then in the draft, just like all of it's a freaking dart throw. What do you think the Jets would do if they could go back in time and trade that pick, number 2 pick, instead of taking Zach Wilson? You and I talk every year, our philosophy, 5 quarterbacks, first 5 will be taken, 1 will be a star, 1 will be good, 1, 2 will hold a clipboard, and the other 1 will be out of the league in 4 years.
Oh, yeah,
So
100%. So, all right.
it is so much of a crapshoot, and I just don't understand your logic because you are not big at all on Caleb Williams. So I understand this logic of wanting to take a shot in the dark, but if you feel that this guy doesn't really have much of a chance, it's surprising to me that you would do that. And knowing that if it doesn't work out, you had this golden opportunity to make your whole team significantly better, and then you just blew it.
But see, if it's me, I'm taking Jaden Daniels. If I am the GM of the Bears, but I'm not. So I'm just thinking about this as far as what would Chicago do or what could they do. Every human being on earth is saying that they're going to trade Fields and they're going to take Caleb Williams as number one. Let me throw out an idea that I have not heard anywhere else. So you said Fields, they're talking now, his value is getting less and less, right? Well, what if Chicago sends more than Fields? So my example that I came up with, what if Chicago takes Justin Fields, their 75th pick overall this year, and next year's second? Fields, third round pick, next year's second, but Las Vegas gives up their 13th pick. That gives Vegas their starting quarterback, Justin Fields, and they're also getting a second and a third. Would that be
Meanwhile, the
doable for
Bears
either side?
get what?
The Bears get number 13 overall
So
this
they
year.
would have the 1, the 9, and the 13 then.
Correct. And they're giving up their backup quarterback and the third and the second next.
Down
It's
the
just something I tossed around in my head, and I thought, you know what? I looked at the trade compensation chart. I was like,
Yeah, I don't
this
buy
could
into
be
that
doable.
crap anymore. That's just a few people's idea of how it should go, but
Sure.
so many times it just doesn't work out. So, I mean, I
Oh,
get it.
yeah.
I think it's a decent thing to use as sort of a starting point with these
Yeah.
things because it depends on the player. If I don't know, I don't know. I Nothing's going to change my mind. I just don't think Justin Fields is bad enough. You never really give him a chance that you shouldn't trade, ravage a team and just build on everything instead of taking a shot on the guy who seems as though maybe the biggest diva to come in the league in forever. Refuses to give his medical records. Well, what are you hiding?
What a
How can you
weird
even get away with
thing.
that? He could be hiding a labrum tear and the teams aren't allowed to know. And now you're
So
wasting the number one pick on him.
people that didn't watch a combine, what are you talking about?
Talking about the fact that they're usually all the teams get to go put them through their doctors, the medical evaluation. And if not, at least you from your own personal doctor or your team doctor in college gives all that information to you from a recent physical. He refuses to let anybody know. For all we know, he had a heart attack 3 weeks ago. I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying he refuses to be checked and he refused to give his report. He's like the first high draft pick in history to do this.
Very interesting,
It's so
confusing.
odd. And then it comes out that his dad, you and I talked about this last week, contacted some of the higher teams and asked if there was a way that they could get around the rookie salary cap, find another way to give him extra money on the side. Then it
Annie,
turns out the
what's
dad, when he found out that the players can't have equity, he wanted teams to give him equity as part of payment to his son, which of course also not allowed.
It can't hurt to ask.
The whole thing is just. The thing is, you can't even give equity. Team owners can't just give equity in a team. Any type of ownership. If you own $20 of the Eagles, the NFL owners still have to vote to even let you have $20 worth of the team. You can't just decide this guy's going to be part of the league now because who knows what they might bring in.
So you're telling me you don't think the league owners would vote to have Caleb Williams' dad be partial
Yeah.
owner of the team?
LaVar Ball type
Yeah.
crap. The whole thing is just
See,
so weird. And when you watch him on tape, again, he's good, but this hype that he's the next
I know.
Mahomes, Manning, Brady, Elway, it's so far-fetched. And that the Bears, because of that hype, could just crush somebody and trade compensation. And like I said, if Zach Wilson was your starting quarterback, I'm with you. Take whoever at number one, whatever guy you need. But I just don't think Fields that bad. You've not given him a team. He's had what, two different coaches, three different offensive coordinators, or only two?
Too many.
Yeah, so he's never really been given a true, honest chance to do something. I don't know. It just all seems crazy to me. But look, you're right. It seems more and more like Fields will get traded. They'll go with Caleb Williams and see what happens.
Yeah, I
A
think
tough
so.
division to take a chance.
I tell you what, though, if Atlanta, speaking of divisions, if Atlanta could finagle something, they're not giving up. I mean, that's a silly first round pick. Maybe if Atlanta could trade back, if they talked to Chicago and was like, look, if we can trade back to 24, I don't even know who's picking 24 off the top of my head. If we could trade back to 24, would you take
24,
that?
the Cowboys.
Okay. Let's say they want to jump up to 8 for some crazy reason. I don't know. Maybe they want Malik Nabers and he's still there somehow. Then maybe we could be working with something. Because Atlanta, if Atlanta were to get Fields, he immediately becomes the best quarterback in that division. And Atlanta has head
In
and
the
shoulders.
division,
Yes.
you think he's better than Baker after the year that Baker just put out?
I with that, with his the pieces around him, with Drake London, with Kyle Pitts,
Yeah.
with Bijan, I mean, I
Not
think
saying he
he could.
couldn't put up some stats, but I'd be hard pressed
Do
to
you
put
think
him.
Baker's going to do it again, though?
I don't know that he won't. They already got Evans back. They got pretty much the whole offense back. I don't know why he can't.
Well, no matter what, Fields gives them a tremendous opportunity to win that
Hell
division.
yes, he's immediate already by far the best quarterback in the building. The other two might as well just change
Oh.
positions. Only way they'd ever see the field is if there's injury. And the Falcons have the number 43 pick also, just in the second round, they're number 43.
But I mean, it sounds like that's not even,
I
that's
don't
too
think it's gonna
much.
happen because everything seems to point now to Cousins. Every article I read has Cousins going to Atlanta now. Like,
Yeah, I
didn't you
just saw
do?
that yesterday.
Yeah, was it you earlier that I talked to today? No, it's Two Nut. Apparently, he got word today, saw an article. I didn't see this yet, that it's been put out that he's already has a realtor looking for a home in Atlanta right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, not
Spicy.
talk for we talk about a half hour today about football. He's all over the place. I told him we should get him on here sometime before the
Oh, cool.
draft because he just
I
goes
don't know.
nuts talking about the draft. He's all hyped up for the Raiders.
Before we move on to free agents and stuff, I heard a quote from, I think it was Daniel Jeremiah maybe, but he talked about when he, yeah, it was him, because he worked with the Ravens and Ozzie Newsome. And when Ozzie Newsome was the GM of the Ravens, and you know what, I think we even talked, he should be in the Hall of Fame probably as a GM.
Yeah.
And he made a quote that I love. He said, "Let's hit doubles in the first round." And that sums up my draft philosophy in a nutshell. I'm not trying to hit a grand slam every time. I'm not taking that Caleb Williams pick, the gamble in the first round. Just let me hit doubles in the first round every single time. And Ozzie Newsome made a Hall of Fame career out of
Yeah, and now DaCosta is actually doing a pretty good job of it outside of the receivers. Although Flowers had basically the strongest rookie year in the history of the team. I mean, that's only what 28 years, but or yeah, some around I think 28 years. But yeah, like Lindebaum and Kyle Hamilton, these guys are now Pro Bowlers. Hell, Hamilton all pro. So yeah, he's been doing pretty well too. They just need eventually to get some receivers.
And a coach, right?
And well, that would be great. A coach that actually
Yeah,
it was funny because I was reading again, people just laughing, making fun of the Ravens, all kinds of people in different forums about them getting Derrick Henry, about maybe getting Saquon Barkley. Maybe even there was one that said, like, why not get bring Josh Jacobs in? At least he stays on the field. And then everybody, of course, their retort was, what's it matter? He'll run them to death during a year, then he'll get to the AFC Championship game and he'll have six rushes. So what's the point? Why even bother? Why have this badass running back if you're not even going to give him the ball when it matters? Ugh,
I know.
John Harbaugh, so done with him.
All right, man. All right. So, only two offensive franchise tags were given out, T. Higgins a while ago and Michael Pittman. I think it's solid choices by the teams here. They need both of those guys. They're crucial to their offenses. And I mean, it's pricey. What is it? 24 million guaranteed? Is
Twenty-one
that?
point something million.
Okay. That's a lot for 1 year, but
But
obviously, both
again,
those teams.
like we talked before the show, it's really at this point it's just a holdover so that they could exclusively pretty much negotiate with them, that
The
they don't go
biggest
somewhere else.
takeaway for me is that the top three free agent receivers are now gone. Those two guys with the franchise tag, and then Mike Evans signed a 2 year, $52 million deal to stay with the Bucks. Good for the Bucks. Good for Evans.
Indeed.
So now the best receivers left are Calvin Ridley, Hollywood Brown, and honestly, man, Greg Dortch is like the next best dude. So this is going to turn into Christian Kirk. Remember that deal he got from the Jaguars? Was it 2 years ago? Because
Yeah, and
there was no.
everybody, including us, were like, what in the world are they thinking? This is the stupidest contract ever. You could make the case that they freaking got a bargain.
Well, after that first year, this past year wasn't as
No,
great, but
last
that's
year he's
because they
putting up
brought in
great
Ridley.
stats till he broke his arm.
It wasn't like it was when
Not quite
his,
as good because they brought Ridley in, but it was pretty good, dude. He had a strong year aside from the broken arm.
we might see it again if Ridley goes out, if Ridley goes somewhere else.
Just might.
But right, so Ridley and Hollywood, they're both going to get overpaid because they have to, right?
Yeah,
The pool is
because
so
teams are
shallow.
looking for anything they can get. It's a downfield league, and those are two guys that can do it.
And in the exact opposite side of the room here, running backs, this is the deepest free agent class I think I've ever seen. Now, there's a lot of elder statesmen here, but it's not like Derrick Henry's not still talented. I mean, listen to these names: Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Austin Eckler, Tony Pollard, even DeAndre Swift. Then you got, you know, your guys, Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. Their injury bug's going to kill them. They're
Yeah.
1 year prove it deals at best. Dude, how about Antonio Gibson? Guy I think is very underrated. We both think he's
Yeah.
very underrated. Could be
Just
a good
not used
weapon out
right.
there. Zeke is old, but does he not feel like a Raven? The Ravens are going to sign Zeke, right? They're going to
Team
wait
like the Ravens, a team
3 or
like
two.
the Eagles,
No,
any team who wants a guy who can just When you really need 2, 3, 4 yards, he's going to get it. He's never going to get you 12, but he also isn't going to get you two.
Well, I don't think the Eagles are going to do it because they have a Hurts for that. So
Yeah.
they do the little scat backs to DeAndre
It'll
Swift to
be
Kenneth.
interesting to see how well that play works without your buddy Kelce, though.
I know, man.
I don't
Oh
know
yeah,
that. I don't know it's
we'll
as
come
much
out.
of the, of it that it's Hurts as it is him.
Jason Kelce officially retired. We'll see. I bet it's Cam Jurgens stepping up in there unless they draft a center. But I mean, now we get into the third tier guys. We still have Devin Singletary. Can a team make something out of CEH? Let's not forget he was a first round pick for a reason a few years ago. Dude, I still don't know what happened to Rashad Penny, man. I got to talk to someone there. I got to figure
So
this out.
odd.
AJ Dillon, is he going to disappear? I mean, he's going to latch on
Yeah,
somewhere.
some team will still give him more because he was good until this last year. Somebody will give it to, dude. They're always looking for a cheap guy that might have some resurgence, and especially with teams running backs getting hurt every week, for a guy
Dude,
that has tree trunks for legs, somebody will sign him.
how about Zach Moss? You think
No,
that
he
dude
had a
deserves a deal?
resurgent year. I
Yes.
think the Colts would be stupid to not make something work with him. He knows the
I agree.
offense. He's a guy that plays even when Jonathan Taylor isn't hurt.
Yeah.
Stupid to let him go.
That just feeds my point of how strong this running back
Yeah,
class
it's a
is.
lot of good guys. It'll be musical running backs.
You know if Baltimore's still the favorite for Henry?
They are. As
Are they?
far as Vegas odds, they are, yeah.
Man, I don't know where. I don't want to see him go to Baltimore. Selfishly.
I think they aren't the Eagles are high on the list. They're in the top four of the odds, I think.
They were second, I think, at least
They
for a
were
little
at
bit.
one
I don't
point,
know what
yeah.
they are now.
Now we can get six carries per game. Still
Right,
have
I know.
five carries for 295 yards in the first half, and then they'll give him one carry for 3 yards in the second and lose by a touchdown.
Oh man, I hate the truth of them. Saquon Barkley, man, I was thinking Houston or maybe the Chargers would be nice.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
could you
want to
see
go to
him
the
lining up
Ravens.
against Stroud or Herbert? Would you rather have Barkley than Henry if you're a Ravens?
Yes. Just because, unfortunately, as much as you and I have our man crush on Derrick Henry, I think that this year or next year, he's going to start. The numbers are already showing he's slowing down. And part of it's just because Tennessee was
Yeah.
so awful. But Barkley's what, 3 years younger, 4 years younger?
Think so.
I think he's got fresher legs, and I think he fits that offense better than the guy you just hand the ball to and he just smashes somebody, gets through the hole and going. Because that's not, I mean, the Ravens do run that offense to a point, but they do so much more RPO stuff. And I don't know that Henry's really built for that style.
I hate to say this, but Tony Pollard really feels like a Philly guy. Light, smaller, lighter, speed guy. Can catch the ball if they need it. Then he's not going to have to play every play. So
Hey, you got
maybe he,
Boston Scott.
oh my gosh, here we go. So maybe they could, he could revert to who he was when they had Zeke, when he doesn't have to carry the load.
Bringing up Boston Scott always gives me such warm feelings.
Only because I hate him
Yes, correct.
so much. He's got like 14 career touchdowns and 12 of them coming against the Giants. He does nothing against anyone.
It
It's like, oh,
sucks.
it's third and four. Let's give it to Boston Scott. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, he's no Darren Sproles, that's for
No,
sure.
but they think he is, man. It's like we're just hiding behind this offensive line.
Maybe
He's
that
got to
was
be. He's
it.
got to be
They
able to run.
love Sproles so much that they feel that it wasn't him, that it was them, and that they can will any small guy about our size into freaking getting 5 yards anytime he wants it.
Tell you what, if Barkley goes to Houston, I'd love to see Josh Jacobs with the Chargers.
Yeah.
Give them a nice all-around back,
Well, where are you
someone who can
sending
stay on the
Eckler
field.
then?
Honestly, if he it depends on his price tag, but I wouldn't mind him in Philly.
Yeah, he did nothing last year.
Nothing.
I was talking with Nut today. He, Barkley, these guys that all want this money. Tony Pollard last year, all bitching and moaning about being franchised, one traded out, this and that. None of them did anything to help their cause. They sit there
I know.
saying all this, and all they did was
I know.
prove that the owners and GMs are right, that our running backs aren't worth $17 million a year. All you guys ran out there running your mouths of how great you are. None of them had a good year. Not a single one.
So here's a guy, a name that, my gosh, I don't think we have spoken on this show in 2 years, but a guy that we liked coming out in the draft. Is there any chance this is Isaiah Spiller's time to shine?
No,
Because
that's
he's, you
awful.
know, him and Josh Kelly with the Chargers, but Harbaugh likes that ground and pound, man. And
Yeah.
it's hard for me to see the talent that Spiller had in college and for it to come to literally nothing in the NFL, like not produce at all. It's hard for me to believe that.
I think part of the issue, he'll be like his brother, and I'm not sure how much he did this with the Niners, but I don't think there'll be a bell cow back. He's just going to put in the guy he thinks he should be in for the right situation, and
He's missed bell cow
none of
back.
them are going to put up. Nobody that's there is going to put up big numbers unless they get CMC.
I mean, didn't he ride Frank Gore into the sunset there in
Well, not by then.
San
Frank was already
Francisco?
pretty old when he was getting pretty up there by then.
I think he was feeding in the rock, and he got Blake Corum at Michigan.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
I got one more guy at one more spot. How about Antonio Gibson at Kansas City? I know Kansas City completely devalues it, and they have obviously they have Pacheco,
Well, and they have
but
McKinnon too. Or is he a free
oh no,
agent?
yeah,
Yeah.
McKinnon's free.
But I
Yeah, he's free.
bet Mahomes will beg and plead to get them to
I'm sure,
re-sign him.
and honestly, they should, but if
Absolutely, they
not,
should. He knows that offense inside and out. He stops Travis Kelce from murdering Andy Reid.
it's like the Redskins, Commanders, Washington football team. It's like they didn't realize Gibson was a receiver in college.
But
What
they've
are
been
we doing?
misusing him from the beginning, dude. We know it. There's a
And you know who
reason Ron
does that?
Rivera was just voted the 30th or the 30th, I guess next to worst coach in the league
Well,
by the players.
yeah, but you know who doesn't misuse their players? Andy Reid. He's not going to misuse
No, there's no
Antonio.
such thing as an ego with him. He listens. He builds his team around his players. He's smart because guess what? He likes to win. He'd
I
rather win doing it smart than lose with his giant ego intact.
still don't understand the MVS, Mecole Hardman, like why he always has to have them on his team. They're terrible. Neither one of them could catch unless it's the Super Bowl's on the line. MVS made the ridiculous catch against your Ravens
Yeah.
to put the game away. As the ball's in the air, I said to Reggie something like, "No way." Like, there's not a chance. They caught it, and
Yeah.
dude can't catch a cold.
Well, I
And
think they're both gone now, aren't they both free agents? Or didn't they? They
possibly.
released MVS the other day, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what it
Yeah,
was.
he got released.
Yeah, Mecole Hardman came out. He hated the Jets so much, he was telling other teams their game plan
They
before
say
they
that,
played them.
but he and his agent both said there's zero truth to that, man. If there was even a sniff of that being true, he'd be banned from the league forever. So I have a hard time believing that. I do believe he hated being there because he was not used at all. What do you have, like 11 catches for 80 yards on the season? They make him this big free agent signing, and then they just don't use him.
Well, the reality is he wasn't good.
Yeah, could be.
Tight ends, man, tight ends dry. Dalton Schultz was probably the best one, but he signed a, we'll call it a 3-year, $36 million contract, but it's more, you know, we talked before the show on the details, but it's probably more like a 9 or 10 million guaranteed in year one, and then that's it after that. They
Yeah,
get covers.
most likely,
But
yeah, they
then
don't have details.
the only other kind of guys that stuck out to me, Hunter Henry and Gerald Everett. So not a whole lot going here. And it's a weak tight end class.
Yeah.
So Brock Bowers is really the only name that we're
I've seen
waiting.
him and the fella from Penn State in the tail end of some of the first rounds.
Oh man, what is his name? It's like Cleo Thompson or something. I can't remember off the top of my head. I
Yeah.
actually just saw him watching the combine. And that dude, he's the best comp for him physically is Jimmy Graham, which if you're a tight end coming out, you could definitely be compared less favorably than Jimmy Graham. So good for him. I have to dig into him a little bit more. I don't know much about him. Obviously, I don't even know his name.
Me either. That's what I'm looking, but keep going.
Anything else?
I guess you saw that Will Disley, not that he matters. And who was that fella for the Bengals for a long time? tight end.
Theo
Hayden
Johnson. What did you
Hurst.
say?
He got dumped
Cleo.
today. Both got cut today.
Oh, yeah, Hayden Hurst. Yeah, you're right. Theo Johnson. I said Cleo. That wasn't that bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
That was close.
Where do you see him going? I right here they have him at 49 on this one.
I don't know, but he's, I mean, 4'5", 740 at he's what, six, what was he, 6'6", 260 pounds,
Yeah, he's a big
running
dude.
a sub 4'6", man. That's all right. You're moving there, buddy. What was
Yeah.
his vert? I thought he had a pretty good, oh my gosh, he had a 39 and a half inch vertical.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's
Boy,
one of those Kyle
6'6",
Pitts type athletes.
40 inch vertical.
It's all
Good
going to just
night.
depend on where he goes, whether he'll be used properly or if he'll just be an afterthought in 4 years.
Throw that ball up in the air, man. It's his. Anything else for you on free agents?
Not particularly.
Oh, and I didn't look into defensive players. We, might have time to get into that if we get it in a second show, maybe late this week or very early next week before the legal tampering period starts.
Gotcha.
Maybe we talk about some defensive guys, but
And the big one's Chris Jones, because they
yeah,
can't franchise him because they franchise what's his balls.
the
So,
Jerry Sneed.
Jarius Sneed. So that's he's really the big. There's lots of other good ones: Danielle Hunter, Christian Wilkins, but the big one is Jones. But he's made it pretty clear he wants to stay. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I'm sure they'll make it happen. He
Especially
was
with the cap going up so much more than the team's thought.
right.
No
Got an
reason why
extra
he shouldn't.
12 million to work with.
Yeah.
All right. So next for me is just a little bit about the combine that just ended. It kind of snuck up on me. I didn't realize it was on when it was
It did
on.
sort of
So
come out of nowhere.
yeah, I usually they, well, maybe it's because half the NFL coaches didn't really feel the need to show up. But
I did my usual routine of watching. Roughly
zero.
between 0 and 1 seconds of it.
So I know that you don't like it. I enjoy it just because what else am I going to watch on TV? But I also like to look for specific things. So like the DB drills are big for me. I look, for their hips and how are they coming in and out of the breaks, that kind of thing, because that's very relatable to the football field. Hands and wide receivers, man. If you can't catch the balls during these drills, especially the gauntlet where they run across the field and they're looking side to side, catching footballs from each side, that's one I like to watch. And the quarterback mechanics is a big one for me because again, if you can't have good footwork during these drills, like if you watch Bo Nix, his feet were he was very relaxed, you could tell. But then if you remember last year, Will Levis. That was something you did watch. That dude was, he wouldn't open his hips at all. He had like the tightest hips of any
He
quarterback
looked like
I've
a
ever
dude
seen.
just in your backyard slanging it, throwing his
Like,
spaghetti patterns.
yeah, but like your drunk uncle that
Yeah, it
like
was
played
weird
high
looking.
school football 40 years ago. He never opened up his hips. He didn't step into his throws. It was odd, man. And then for me, I like to see speed or a lack thereof. Like if I'm watching tape. So Xavier Worthy, right? He just set the combine record 4.21 in the 40.
He did.
I was watching AD Mitchell, his teammate, and I kept seeing because I watched all the plays, full games, and I'm watching this other guy, Worthy, and he wasn't on my radar yet. But I'm like, man, this dude can fly, and I wanted, I was interested to see, is his speed? Am I seeing what I'm seeing? Sure enough, I was seeing
So
what I'm seeing.
have you seen one of the latest mock draft on ESPN?
No.
His performance moved him up so far that they have
Oh.
him going to the Chiefs with
Yeah.
the number 32 pick.
Dude, there
Because
is
he's
no.
like the one guy in the draft that Mahomes can't outthrow
One
or
thing
overthrow.
about NFL coaches, GMs, there's nothing they can do about it. They love speed. There's just someone, he's going in the top 40 picks. You watch. Simply because of that. Man, he played, listen, he's a good player too. I mean, I haven't really watched his tape. I saw some of him, like I said, when I was watching AD Mitchell, and even the running back there for Texas. But I'm gonna look into him a little bit more, pay more attention to him. But like, I actually think Brian Thomas, wide receiver from LSU, man, I knew he was fast and he's smooth too. I watch him, and I don't know if I've heard anyone else say this, but I kept seeing like Chris Olave, the way. Olave would run routes and be so smooth. Now, Olave is a better overall route runner. Brian Thomas was, I mean, he's running nine routes all day long. I think something like 40% of his production came on nine routes. But he's 6'3", 6'4", 210, and he ran a 4.33.
And
I mean,
where do you
that
see him
is
going?
Brian Thomas.
Yeah.
So a lot of folks had him in the top 24 picks or so before the combine. Dude, this could be a Henry Ruggs situation. Remember when Ruggs was like down the line? I mean, we actually didn't really like Ruggs, if I remember correctly. I know
We
I
didn't,
didn't.
but I would
He
call
was
it,
like
remember, that he was going to be the first one to go.
Fifth, sixth, or seventh. But yeah, yes, you did call it, if my
Now, we
research
didn't
was
think
right.
he should, but I did call it.
Right.
Somebody
I
was going to
do
bite.
remember. And dude,
Somebody
here it
was.
is. Now, you know, Worthy's not going to be number one, and neither is Thomas. But I mean, if somebody popped on him in the early teens, but yeah, well, there we go.
Well,
That's
I
a
got
fourth
bad news
three.
for you. If he goes where this mock draft I'm looking at goes, his career is over before it starts.
Well, it can't be New England because they're not going to pick him that high.
Baltimore Ravens with the number
Oh,
3 pick.
God.
Bye bye. Get
How
your
many
700
first-round wide
yards or two
receivers?
touchdowns this
Oh.
year. Enjoy it because in 3 years, you're going to be out of the league.
Now, one thing for me, though, to keep in mind is when I'm looking for speed, if there's a lack of speed in the 40, it doesn't move my needle as much as if there's a lot of speed. And because we've always seen players every year that they play a lot faster. And Kyle Hamilton sticks out in my mind. Remember, he had that super slow 40. And everyone's like, oh, I don't know about that. He's so slow. He'll get burnt. And guess what? The deep ball is an issue for him, even now in the NFL. But when you have a team like the Ravens that can get after the quarterback, it negates that weakness a little more.
You know,
So
he's
they can
been
take
top
that
two PFF grade the last 2 years.
That unbelievable talent that fell to them, which happens every single year from Patrick Queen and Tyler Linderbaum. I mean, it's like,
yet they still don't win.
Well, here's another draft. I can tell you right now, I'm going to find best player from like that I think should go from pick 8 to 12. And I'm just going to move them to the Ravens pick because that's what's going to happen. One of those guys is going to fall to them.
Just drop and drop and drop. He'll have a
Yes.
great year. They'll go 13-4, and then they'll
Yeah.
lose some stupid game in the playoffs at
That's
home.
exactly what's going to happen. But seriously, some guys can play football. You know, they're not running in shorts. They're much better on the field. But
Yeah.
oh, and I need to see accurate measurements. I don't do when I'm doing my breakdowns of my players. I don't put in any heights and weights until the combine because I want to see what they're at the combine. Because we can
You know, the
see
only thing I saw at
fluff
the
pieces.
combine was a thing online where they superimposed Brady went and redid his 40, and he was like 0.04 of a second faster than he was at the combine when he first came out of school.
Wait, Brady went and ran a 40?
Yeah, and he was like 0.04 of a second faster than he was when he was 22 years old.
I did not see that. I'm also not surprised. I mean, he takes care of
Much,
himself,
but
man.
look at the picture of him now to then. He just looked like a doughboy. Now he's like
Oh, I know.
the fitness model.
Same. All right, brother. That's all I got for this one, man. You got anything else?
No, we covered your boy Kelce being gone. I really think that's gonna
I
hurt
know.
for a team that was already just on the freaking ropes
I
to
know.
lose sort of like the heart and soul of your team, your basic signal caller on offense.
They got strong coordinators in though, so that's a plus.
But what's going to happen if they start off 1-4? I'm just saying if I don't think they will. But what would happen? Is Sirianni gone?
Well, we both know that AJ Brown's going to cry, cry, cry.
Yeah.
But we also listen. What's happened to Fletcher Cox? That dude could retire as well, man.
Yeah. Oh, and can I bring up
He's
one
in the
more
guard.
thing? One more little thing. I am tired. I've never been a huge fan of him, but I'm tired of Russell Wilson just being ripped to shreds by everybody. Like it
Yeah.
was all his fault. Have you seen his stats the last 2 years?
He got released, by the way.
Yeah,
Guess
like
we should have
four,
looked that
yeah,
up.
42 touchdowns, like 15 interceptions, good mid 60s completion percentage.
A
The dude
QB
didn't
record,
play
man.
horribly. Now, he didn't play what was worth that money, but they're acting like if they had any other quarterback, they were going to be beating the Chiefs this year. No,
11
they
and
were awful.
19. It's that record, man. Everyone puts
I know
that
so
record on
much of it
TV.
just goes to that. It's just so stupid. Like
I
bringing
read.
some crappy quarterback was going to make their record better.
Did you read something that was like Russell Wilson in 2 years didn't actually make any money from his contract? It was all like signing bonuses or something wild. I didn't read the article. I just saw a headline where the way his contract was written out,
Yeah.
that the actual, like the meat of his money hadn't even come yet.
No, it hadn't, because he was getting like that first year. It counted almost none against the cap because he took like it was almost like the league minimum for a 10-year vested veteran. Everything was all the bonuses that they could push down the way, hence the $85 million in dead money over the next 2 years. And the Steelers are saying they don't want him. I've seen rumors of him going to Washington. I even saw one of Cousins maybe going back to Washington.
Look, he's going to go somewhere, no
And he could
doubt
play
about
for the
it.
league minimum if he's willing and just get him and let the Broncos pay his salary. It'd be great for a team. Why would you, who wouldn't? I mean, I know, yeah, okay, the big guys, but who wouldn't bring in, if you have any issues at all, Corey, who wouldn't bring Russell in for basically the league minimum?
Didn't he say he'd play for the league minimum?
Pretty much. Because
Well,
he's
okay, hold on.
already getting
Yeah, right.
47 and a half each year.
All right, so where's he going?
I don't know. Washington makes a lot of sense.
Let's pick a team, man.
Okay,
Where's
if
he
I
going?
have to pick a team right now as I'm sitting here, I think he ends up in Washington. Because I don't think Cousins isn't going there. Pittsburgh has made it very clear today. They came out and said straight up, we're sticking with
What are you
Pickett.
doing? Why?
I don't know. I wouldn't even pick him. I'd pick Rudolph. At least he wins. Might not be pretty, but at least he wins. Why are you choosing this guy that sucks? You want to lose? But Arthur Smith's run a show,
Oh,
so it doesn't surprise me. So that's the place I'd pick. I think he might go to Washington. I think it'd be great for those receivers.
yeah. You tell me Dotson, the speed he's got, Jahan Dotson and Terry McLaurin,
McLaurin.
Scary Terry running down the
No,
sidelines.
it'd be absolutely amazing for him
Man, that was funny.
or for them. Yeah. So I think that's a front runner, but he's going somewhere because there's at least half the teams in the league. He would immediately be the starting quarterback the day they signed it.
All right, so in my scenario in my head, I think Cousins goes, keeps it, he's committed to the Vikings.
You
I think
think so?
he's gonna go
Oh
back
man,
to
wow, yeah, I
Minnesota.
can't do that. I've got him at the Falcons.
I think that Chicago is gonna want too much for Fields and they're gonna hold on to him. And I think Russell Wilson goes to Atlanta. Isn't his wife from Atlanta?
That I don't know.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? What's her name? Sierra?
So you're saying you think Chicago's going to keep Fields and Williams? That's what you're saying? I can't imagine almost any scenario where that's going to happen.
I read
That will be a
she is.
nightmare.
She's from Atlanta. How about that?
Oh, yeah, that would be a straight freaking nightmare.
I don't advise it, but in my hypothetical scenario here, it gets
Wow.
Wilson to Atlanta.
But talking about the looking over your shoulder endlessly routine and the Chicago press ripping either one of them who plays, you throw two picks. It's the other guy's, what the hell are we doing here? It'll just flip-flop back and forth.
It's almost making me root for it
I
now.
know it would be fun to see how crazy it would be at summer training. Oh man, that'd be great.
Chaos, baby. Oh, man. Every incompletion during training camp from either
Constantly.
one.
It'd be like playing in Philly. You'd just be constantly just scrutinized every freaking play.
Oh,
I
gosh,
think
this is what
Philly's
it
the
was.
worst at that. They really are. Their fans are great because they love their teams, but boy, I don't know if there's a harder city to play for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to find a city that loves their players more, but also hates them so
Yes.
much.
Yes.
Better perform.
Yeah, you got
All right,
that
sir.
straight.
I got a 5-week-old. I got to get downstairs, man. I gotta get this little one to bed and try to get some
Oh,
sleep.
before you do that, have you watched Dune 2 yet? Have you watched Dune 2 yet?
No, buddy. No, that's.
So we watched Dune 1 last week. What a cinematic marvel. We went to see Dune 2. My only regret, we didn't go to the IMAX to see it. It may be the greatest spectacle in the movie theater history. But unfortunately, last night I decided to watch the Dune from 1984. It may have been the worst 2.5 hours of my life. And we're talking lots of surgeries, broken bones, kidney stones, divorces, you name it, all kinds of crap that could have been the worst 2.5 hours of my life. And there's people in line that like they treat that movie like it's a child of theirs. They are so enamored with it. It was unbearable to watch. It was awful.
You're a much bigger movie guy than me as well.
Well, that may be. I'm
Yeah.
also handsomer, but you know,
Well, that is,
who's counting?
oh man, I am. Got receipts.
You and your short little beard.
Oh, here we go. All right. Everybody, thanks for listening, I guess. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Spotify, and YouTube, X, Twitter, whatever sometimes. Get Your Bell on Football Podcast. He is Kevin. I am Bobby. Catch you on a week.
See you, people.